Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures higher again today. We've had some really good strength, especially in the soybean complex, higher across the board. The soybean meal has kind of been the leader over the last couple of weeks and led November beans up a penny and a half at 10.07 and a half. January 10.14, March 10.20, all of them above $10.20, which was considered to be a significant resistance. But now we're over a dollar off the lows. There's a lot of people that have hedges on, thinking about lifting them. With harvest here, they're saying that maybe the seasonal low is over and behind us there at 9.03 in November. But we're a dollar above it. You know, it doesn't take very long in a soybean contract to move a dollar, though. So with harvest here in such a large crop, you know, it's a record crop. There's still the other side of it that looms over. Corn futures a penny and a half higher in December, 364 and three quarters. It seems like the main trade there is that's following the soybeans. And the same could be said with the wheat, except the wheat actually held its strength throughout the day. Closed up 8 cents in December, Kansas City, 7 in July of 2015, Kansas City, at $6 even. And in Chicago was up 8 to 9 cents. So really all the way across the board, we had a really strong rally to finish the day.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The crop condition and progress report released yesterday afternoon showed we're catching up with harvest percentages on soybeans. We're 70% harvested. We're normally this time of year, we're 76%. Corn, 46% harvested, normally 65%. So we're catching up on soybeans, but still significantly behind on corn. Winter wheat is 84% planted, right in line with the average percentage of 84%. And in South America, bean planting still far behind, about halfway where they need to be. Going forward, the next 2 weeks weather-wise, it doesn't look like there's a great chance of rain. Temperatures are going to be a little bit above normal, so harvest should progress nicely without any real widespread threat. And then at the end of this week and start of next week, which will be the start of November, we'll start to focus on the November 10th USDA report, which will be the U.S. and world supply and demand estimates. That will be a regular monthly report, but as we go forward and the new crop hits the market, those will become important to tell us what the yield carry out and that sort of thing. As the corn crop has been getting bigger up to this point, at some point that'll stop, and it could be on this next report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 5 at 167.77. February down 35 at 167.70. November feeder cattle down 115 at 233.65. January down 40 at 229.05. December lean hogs up 115 at 90.20. February up 107 at 89.30. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 7.25 at 602, March up 7.5 at 606. December Chicago wheat 8 higher at 530.75. December corn up 1.5 at 364.5. March up 1.25 at 378. November soybeans 2 higher at 1008. January up 2.25 at 1015. December cotton 80 higher at 64.47. March up 65 at 62.84. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.